David, your thoughts on tonight's win here in Larne?
First and foremost, pleased with the effort and attitude of the players. I thought we were first class. I thought we started the game well. Obviously, the game changed in the penalty decision. I thought it was a certain penalty. The ball in behind, and obviously Christie's timing of running, where he went, his touch to get across him, obviously didn't allow them the opportunity to get back without fouling him. Overall, obviously delighted. You know, it's been well documented. People have been talking about it, and I've been sick of hearing about it. To be honest, about we haven't won down here for whatever length of time it was. We've had good performances down here in the past, and we've come away with positive results. But until you win, you know, Corian hadn't been beat at home in the league. We went there with a lot of players missing. We come here with a lot of players missing, as people would have been aware of tonight, when they've probably seen our squad's still. You know, it's still probably short on numbers when you look at the bench, but we still have some unbelievable talent, not only in the starting 11 and on the bench. And so it probably wasn't a night for too many changes tonight. We didn't want to mix it up, because credit to Larne, they dug in and kept going. I thought we were deserved winners, so to leave here. And it's been a tough week. Honestly, it's been incredibly tough, with a lot of things going on in and around the players and the dressing room and whatever else. So to come here, put on the performance, more importantly get the 3 points, is credit to the players.
Great game management, 1-0 up, you know, half an hour or so into the game, you know, to see it out, you know, against the, you know, a team who fought like tigers with 10 men in the second half, played well for their manager, you know, great game management overall. I thought
we still could have been better, and I'm sure the players will go away sort of thinking we probably could have and should have been better, in terms of sort of keeping the ball, but in terms of the way we set up and managed the game, I thought the players were good. I don't think we gave too many balls away in the second half. There was one or two probably early stage in the first half. We were probably a little bit sloppy in possession. But again, Larne squeezed the play. They close off areas. They make it difficult for you to get out at times. And you know, the positive thing is, hopefully, and again, this has been a challenge week on week, that coming out of games, that you hope that the two lads that had to come off tonight are okay. I know Jordan was carrying a knock when he came off. Stevie Fallon had sort of taken a knock on his ankle. I know Kyle McLean basically coming off sort of towards the end, or he didn't come off, but he was probably looking to come off, only we probably didn't have a ready-made replacement on the bench. So hopefully next week's a better week for us in terms of getting numbers back, and we'll welcome some of the more senior players back. We'll have a big game now against Ballymena on Tuesday, and then you know, the Glentoran game, Boxing Day.
Lots of David Healy fans behind that net tonight.
Yeah. I don't know who. I think that might have been the
wife started all this.
Hi, maybe. I don't know. I know she wasn't here tonight. I think she stopped coming to the games. But she only goes to the home games, Andy, when it's nice and relaxed and away from people. But again, listen, the supporters here have been, you know, we've had our ups and downs at times in terms of performances and results, but overall, in my tenure here, my time here, it's been a steep learning curve. It's been a tough learning curve, but it's been an incredible learning curve. And again, I've never hidden the fact that managing this club, what it means to me personally, and what it means to the supporters down here tonight. We've been down in big numbers before, and we've went away empty-handed, and we've been disappointed at times. So to leave with the 3 points tonight, and to have the section of Blue Unity, Linfield, David Healy supporters, was it's also nice to see at times. Sometimes you need a wee bit of a lift off other people at times, and I thought our supporters tonight sort of were singing constantly for the game tonight.
Lots of big game performers out there tonight. Chris Shields, you could go through the whole team, Stevie Fallon, everybody immense out there tonight. But you know, we're going to need the same against Ballymena, because you know, Warren Point made it difficult at Windsor last week. Ballymena's going to make it difficult on Tuesday night, aren't they?
Yeah, they always do. And again, they beat us about 5-6 weeks ago in the League Cup. I know David was doing the TV tonight. I spoke to him briefly there before he left, so he'll be well aware of the way we want to play. Ballymena have caused us numerous problems, home and away, so it'll be a good game. Hopefully, as I said there before, we come out of it with a clean bill of health, and we have maybe 2, 3, 4 extra bodies back.
And it's a tight race. The top six are all taking points off each other. It's important that we can take the points in a game like tonight, like a game at Coleraine the other week, and obviously a few big more coming up on the horizon too.
Yeah, of course. It's important that you, the teams that are going to be in and around you, competing with your Larne, your Coleraine that you mentioned, Cliftonville, who we beat in recent weeks, obviously Glentoran upcoming, Ballymena in and around fighting for the top six. So it's important that we beat the teams sort of in and around you, because they could be the crucial points, the point swingers, sort of coming to the end of the season. And so I cannot, and I know there was disappointment last week when, and I had to take a lot of positives, and I don't know who else or if anybody else took any positives out of the performance or whatever else against Bourne Point. I had to, because I'm the manager and I need to keep the players upbeat and strong and believing to come to a place like this and get a result like we did. There's no point me bashing their door now and being seriously unhappy, because it's not going to help. So the players take a huge amount of credit. They've been unbelievable for this club. They honestly have. Unbelievable. The way the changes, the way things have gone, I can't thank them enough for their hard work.
Fantastic result here tonight, David, and rest and recover and enjoy the next day or two, and let's go again on Tuesday night.
Cheers, Andy.